Brian.
I saw you on CMT with that incredible new video for Last Call.
Oh, good.
And you look
fantastic.
Oh, I mean, I can't get over just how you look so fashion forward.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a very nice compliment.
Yeah, it was really cool. There's a line in that song. We're going to get to it, playing it in just a second. But how many times do you look down at the cell phone when it's ringing, you see that number, and then your heart kind of starts beating a little bit faster?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? That is so true.
And for me, it's always those mortgage companies calling out saying, I need to refinance. But those
creditors, leave me alone.
Whatever it is, you tap into that in that song. That's kind of cool.
Oh, well, good. Good. I'm glad you think so. It is one of those lines that, like you say, when you hear it in a song, you think, oh, are they watching my life?
Totally. Now, the CD's called Call Me Crazy.
Yes.
People often do that.
Yes.
No, they don't.
They call me crazy. Oh, I am kind of crazy. I can be kind of crazy.
Well, October 21st is the release date. We cannot wait. You must be really excited. How many songs on the new record?
I'm very excited. I have 12 songs
on
the record. One is a duet with George Strait.
Get out.
Yes, it's called Everything But Quits.
Holy cow.
I'm very excited about that.
About time Irv finally got that done for you.
Well, it's our second duet, so.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but Irv is he's on the case, getting the job done.
And I assume a tour to follow?
You know what? We haven't talked about that. That's a good idea.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I tour some. I don't tour a whole lot because, as you know, I have kids. And, you know, I like to be at home and be around them as much as I can. But I do tour some. I mean, I just was in Oklahoma last night for a fundraiser. And so maybe we will do some dates together. That's a good idea.
That makes sense. Now, Anne, as a working mom, this is kind of cool. You're teaming up with Banquet to do something real special. Let everyone know about this So Good for So Little campaign.
So Good for So Little is about Banquet Select Recipes. Banquet has a new line called Select Recipes, and they're great. And even, you know, like I said, because I'm a working mom, I'm constantly trying to find that balance, just like we all are. And, you know, sure, you can hire somebody to come in and cook or something like that, but as any mom knows, you don't feel right unless you're hands-on, unless you're doing it yourself. So I found out when I was making this record, this Call Me Crazy record, that I could go to the studio and work on my record, then I could take a break and come home and pop these meals in the oven and have a hot meal for my family. And they have things like pot roast and chicken parmesan and fried chicken and comfort foods, you know, that we've all had all of our life, but you can get them very quickly. And very economically, they're only $1.50 per meal. So that's great in this kind of economy. That's just wonderful.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So to be able to feed your family for that kind of dollar and then also do your job and then not have to, it takes the worry and the guesswork and everything out of it. So that's why I partner up with companies like Banquet on things like this, because I like to let working moms know what I've learned. And I'm online all the time asking other moms, you know, how to balance things and organize things. And so this is one of the ways I do it.
Well, I think it's a great thing. And $1.50 for those is pretty cool. So, folks, when you go into your grocery stores, look for the new Banquet line, the So Good for So Little line. And, Leanne, are we going to see you in TV commercials for that?
You might. I don't know. I'm constantly doing stuff like that, you know, that's sort of centered around my working mom persona. So maybe, who knows? Who knows what the future holds there?
Now, the girls are getting a little bit older. How old are they now?
Aubrey is 17.
Oh, my.
And Anna is 9. Yes, those little girls in the I Hope You Dance video.
Yep.
Getting so much older. And, I just love them. I mean, of course I do. I love my job and both my jobs as mom and as singer. So. I'm real proud of them. Everything's kind of quieted down around here now. They've gone off to school, and I get a few minutes here. Even though I'm working, I get a few minutes to have my coffee and talk to you guys. So.
Well, how much do you cherish looking back, being able to put them in the video? Because, like, no matter what, no matter how long the career goes, you've always got that piece of time saved.
It's wonderful. I mean, at the time, it was a little, you know, controversial about putting your kids in videos and people, you know, I mean, just putting them out there and you can see them, see what they look like and stuff like that. And So, I mean, I had some doubts, but now looking back on it a few years later, I'm really glad I did it because it's like a really, really high-quality home movie.
Exactly.
And for them to be a part of that song and really for people, the fans, to see what the song meant to me, I think that was a big part of the success of the song, or the initially the launch of the song was to let people really know where I was in my life and what that song meant to me.
And I tell you, I think that song is really responsible for just bringing a whole new set of listeners to this format because, you know, I mean, they did play it on, you know, some AC stations and whatnot. And folks who, I mean, like, for instance, I'll, you know, throw it out there, like my ex-husband who would never, ever listen to country music when we were married, he's like, oh, I have that song on my iPod. I mean, he's a newfound country fan because he heard your song. And that kind of helped him to realize that, you know, that's what's great about this format is because there are those true, really special songs. And I'm sure he's not the only one. So, I think that song is always going to be very important in that regard. So, kudos.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I do. I like to bring country music and the music and the lifestyle and everything to as many people as I can, outside the format as I can, because I really preach the gospel of country music because, you know, it's the kind of music that the whole family can listen to together and go to concerts together, and you don't have to flip it off because it's an embarrassing lyric or something like that. And I get fed up with some of the stuff I hear on TV or on the radio that you know is exposed to our kids, and it really bothers me. And so I like to, like I said, sort of preach the gospel of country music because I really believe in it, and I have since I was a little girl.
Well, we are glad to have you. That's for darn sure.
Well, thank you.
Leanne, I gotta ask. I've got a 6-year-old who's going on like 17. You must struggle with this. At what age did you decide the oldest was allowed to have a cell phone? Already getting hit up by the 6-year-old. Has the 9-year-old started working you?
You know what? Every kid is different. And just because one gets a cell phone at a certain age, in this family anyway, doesn't mean that the other one does. It depends on responsibility. It also depends on, as far as the cell phone in particular, how that fits into our life. I mean, our life is a little different because I'm on the road a lot, and so I let my kids have cell phones at a younger age because I want to be able to talk to them when I want to. So, you know, it just depends on the family, the lifestyle, how important it is, what can be accomplished by it. Things like that. So that's my sort of advice when you're trying to figure out those kinds of things. It's a case-by-case basis, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes
so the 9-year-old hasn't been able to succeed in persuading Mommy that she gets a cell phone.
No, she has a cell phone.
She does?
Yeah, she does have one. But it's not something that she puts in her back pocket and takes to school with her.
Right.
You know, there's a time when it's given to her and she can use it, and a time when it's put up and it's not used. Like now when I'm home and everything's kind of consistent, you know, she doesn't get to have it. But if I were going to be on the road for a week, her dad would give it to her at certain times to have.
Gotcha.
There's some guidelines for you, Bri.
Yeah. It's tough parenting out there. There's no manual.
No, there's no manual.
I've Googled parenting manual, and there's nothing there.
Right. We should be born with instructions, but we're not.
Yeah. Well, great visiting with you, Leanne,
and we can't
wait to see you in Nashville for the CMA week, okay?
Thank you so much. I'll see you then.
Good luck
with
the new album and everything. We're thrilled for you.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm excited about it, too.
All right. I'm going to go buy me some banquet meals right now.
Good for you.
Thanks, girl.
Bye-bye.